There are a lot of old sayings, old proverbs that just simply aren't true. Growing up as kids, how many times did you hear an adult say, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me"? That's a lie. Physical pain is temporary. You break an arm, it's gonna eventually heal. Words, though, can be far more impactful, far more harmful. Things that people say to you can stick with you forever. The emotional pain, it might ease up a little bit over time, but someone you care about can hurt you with words, and it can change the dynamics of your relationship. Another one, absence makes the heart grow fonder. I mean, sometimes that can be true, but oftentimes it's not. This one directly contrasts out of sight, out of mind. You don't see someone for a while, you quit thinking about them. Many old sayings have shades of gray like that to them, but there's one that's a little bit more black and white. Honesty is the best policy. You can only get away with lying for so long. In the moment, it can be easier to lie to someone than tell them the truth. But eventually, the truth always comes to the light. You can only keep something in the shadows for so long. The truth, it has a funny way of always coming out. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, why are you telling me all this? Because the entire premise of the woke agenda is based on a lie, the lie of systemic racism. Systemic racism is a myth. Have you ever noticed the far left? They never argue on the principles of their agenda alone. They always have to have a cause, a group they're fighting for. We must fundamentally change America for equality. The equality they're talking about is not racial equality, gender equality, LGBT equality. Those are just the communities that they use to cloak the real agenda. They're talking about equality of outcomes, meaning someone like LeBron James, who is freakishly gifted, is given the same economic outcome as the guy living in a cardboard box whose most prized asset is the glass piece he uses to smoke meth. The lies of the agenda are starting to come to light. People are waking up to the woke agenda. We are seeing more and more athletes and public figures speak out against it. Now, of course, they are being vilified by the media and their SWAT team, woke Twitter, the same people who applauded Colin Kaepernick, called him a hero for taking a stand against police brutality. These same people are attempting to destroy Dave Chappelle, Kyrie Irving, Floyd Mayweather. We are seeing this every day now here in America. Athletes using their platform to promote a cause that's opposite of the agenda. Now, I don't necessarily like it. I believe athletes should stick to sports and let the activists handle things like that. But we are where we are. Sports were already politicized by the left, so it's only fair both sides are represented. Hopefully, one day we will reach a point where the NBA is about basketball, but I don't see it coming anytime soon. But not only are athletes beginning to take a stand here in America, we are seeing athletes across the world doing the same thing, making a real sacrifice. Colin Kaepernick didn't sacrifice anything. His NFL career was coming to an end, whether he kneeled or stood up for the national anthem, didn't matter. His NFL career was over. Kyrie Irving, on the other hand, is making a real sacrifice. Quentin DeCock is making a real sacrifice. He is a professional cricket player in South Africa. Now, that might not seem like a big deal here in America, but cricket is huge in other countries around the world. Quentin DeCock is paid $500,000 a year to play cricket. Now, his salary is important here. This is not someone like Kyrie Irving. Although he's sacrificing over $30 million this season, Kyrie Irving has already made his millions. Floyd Mayweather is worth hundreds of millions. Quentin DeCock is a millionaire, don't get me wrong, but he ain't got Kyrie money. He damn sure doesn't have Floyd Mayweather money. Being willing to lose $500,000 because he refuses to comply is a big sacrifice. Last night, at the last minute, Quentin DeCock removed himself from the team. They were set to face off against the West Indies. Now, this was a healthy scratch. He wasn't injured. The reason he pulled out, he refused to humiliate himself. He refused to comply. Players were instructed which is another term for mandated. They're starting to figure out that people don't respond positively to the word mandate. They'll probably start using instructed instead going forward. Players, though, were mandated by the board to get on their knees before the match to take a stand against racism. Which is strange when you think about it. They took a stand by getting on their knees. Whatever. The cricket board in South Africa claims that the gesture of athletes getting on their knees brings people together. It unites all of us. Really? Really? Then how come every time it happens, half the stadium is booing the shit out of it? Quentin de Kock, to his credit, he said, no, I'm not getting on my knees to take a stand against mythical racism. I'm not doing it. And this is a really big deal. He refused to play in a World Cup match against the defending champions, the West Indies. They won the tournament last year. Quentin de Kock is one of the best cricket players in the world. It would be like LeBron James refusing to play game one of the NBA Finals. Here's where the hypocrisy comes into play. You just knew that we couldn't have a demonstration of wokeness without blatant hypocrisy. Players on the West Indies team got down on their knees. They complied. They showed the world they were against racism. I don't think these players really understood what they were doing. Maybe they did. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they did. I don't know. But most people are afraid to question things when they come from authoritative figures. They're told to do something. They don't ask why. They just do it. They comply. Players on both teams were told to kneel. Most of them did. But see, this was a demonstration against racism in Western countries. Now you tell me, why the hell would players on either one of these teams give a shit about racism in America? Why? They're not taking a stand against racism in India, which is rampant. I don't see these players calling out the rampant casteism in India. No. We're not worried about that. We're more concerned with racism in the West. Why don't you guys worry about your own country, your own issues, and leave us out of it? We don't need cricket players around the world promoting social justice in America. We have enough of our own dumbasses to deal with. We don't need yours. You know it's bad when Pakistan gets it right. Pakistan, a country linked to terrorism. Before their game, players from Pakistan stood with their hands over their heart, while players from India got down on their knees in submission. Quentin de Kock is going to land on his feet. There are teams in Australia interested in signing him because he is going to be cut from the Proteas, the club that he plays for in South Africa. Now, will he be welcome to Australia with open arms? Doesn't seem likely. The woke media in Australia have already labeled him a racist. The term racist, it used to mean that you didn't like someone, you hated someone based off of their skin color. In 2021, you're labeled a racist if you don't comply with the demands of social justice warriors. Tony Armstrong is a broadcaster in Australia. This morning on ABC Breakfast, he said the following about Quentin de Kock refusing to kneel. Quote, "How racist do you have to be to not just take a knee and do that in conjunction with your teammates to show support, to even pretend to show support? You've got to be pretty strong on your conviction not to," end quote. This short quote, it says it all. To not just take a knee and do that in conjunction with your teammates. Let me translate that for you. Why don't you comply with our groupthink, our demands, and fall in line with our agenda? Anytime someone refuses to comply, the left loses it. The other person is demonized. They are vilified, racist, homophobic, misogynist, hateful. Tony Armstrong ponders why Quentin de Kock wouldn't pretend to show support. That's where the woke agenda falls apart. Most people who align themselves or comply are simply pretending to show their support. They pretend because they don't want to deal with the consequences of defying them. Tony Armstrong was actually right about one thing. Quentin de Kock is strong in his conviction not to kneel, but not because he's racist. He is strong in his conviction, in his belief that you are not going to force him to do something that he does not believe in. Clearly, he does not believe in the woke cause. He's willing to sacrifice his career. He's willing to face the backlash. What he's not willing to do is get on his knees. Now, I want to thank all you guys who sent me this story yesterday. I received this story from several viewers, one all the way from Australia. Anytime you guys see stories like this, please shoot me an email and let me know. I can't have eyes on everything. I have several of you guys in Europe who keep an eye on soccer for me. I appreciate that too. But anytime you come across something that pertains to the channel, send it my way. But let me know what you think about Quentin DeCock sacrificing his cricket career for refusing to comply with the agenda. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.